Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Omni Hotel in Frisco, and we're set up. We'd love it if you could join us, have some lunch, crack some Stellas with us. General at your service. There's Brian Broaddus in his natural element here, right next door to the Ford Center at the Star here. And you have Lucius Alexander back home in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. 75 and Fitzhugh. He's set for 5 hours. Flawless radio hosting, producing, and engineering. Chiafalo is in the house. Wolchuk's taking a three-day weekend, so salute to him and the Wolchuk family. And, of course, you have Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com on Twitch and on YouTube. Guys, it is a massive Sports Friday. Are you guys ready to talk about all this or what?
Yeah, man, I'm fired up. This is a great place to do it. Just saw Nico Harrison walking by.
Sweet.
He's in the building probably just making calls and trying to make some deals for his Mavs. So, yeah, this is really a sports hub, and I'm fired up.
I am, too. With a lot going on, we got interviews, as you mentioned, next door, Gavin, with potential coaches
really?
For the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Clayton Adams, the offensive coordinator to be potentially offensive line coach, really important position, meeting with the Joneses right now. So maybe at the end of the day, Todd Williams and that bunch could get Clayton signed up, and we'll have an announcement about it.
We could be heading for our second consecutive Friday news dump. About 9 o'clock or so, you think? Announcement of an OC. It's a good call.
I would like to believe that they would have him up before 9 p.m. tonight.
This is a hire to be proud of. You know, this is one you want to go crotch first and say, hey, let's dip this in here on a football Friday afternoon and let's steal the show here because we feel great about what we just did.
I think it's probably the reason we get the Friday news dump is Jerry negotiating. Like, you got to tell us by 5 or 6 o'clock, is this deal done? And then it doesn't quite work out, or maybe it does, but you need a couple of hours after that, you know, to button everything up and get it signed and all that. I don't know exactly why, because it seems like he's so good and savvy at capitalizing on the evening newscast.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd want it to go off into Friday and Saturday before you get to Sunday morning for the proper amount of attention. And heck, even with this, with this weekend situation, you're not going to get the Sunday morning broadcast. So let's have it, Jerry. Let's do it. I know it'd fire up Chiafalo. What is it about this guy Clayton Adams that has the Cowboys community kind of optimistic here?
I would say optimistic is a really good word.
You get Schottenheimer plus Adams, and I think people might see something that they can be positive about here before we even get to free agency, Chief. How about that? Didn't see that. Didn't have that on my bingo card.
No, I didn't. I think this could be the one of the most important hires that they make here.
Oh, no question.
I mean, it always is.
Yeah. Offensive line position is huge.
But getting a guy with the background that he has, he's been in college, he's been in the NFL, he's been a part of really, really awesome rushing attacks, but he's also coached tight ends, so he understands that you can't be so just focused on the run game and forget about the passing attack. You have to have the understanding of everything, and the production speaks for itself with what he's done, and especially with the Cardinals' offensive line. This past season, they allowed fifth least in sacks given up, and part of that might be Kyler Murray running away from some of that stuff, but that's still really, really good. Third least in pressures allowed. And the Cardinals offensive line under him over the past two seasons, third in rushing yards behind Philly and Baltimore, second in yards per carry. And it's a wide variety, very diverse in the way they attack you when it comes to the run game. So I think there's a physicality that he brings to it. You see James Conner, like, do you want to go get a physical back like that? I'm sure Broaddus has some guys in the draft that come across that way, but I think this would be an absolute home run hire.
Yeah, I like it from the perspective of this appears to me that Brian Schottenheimer is getting to hire his own coaches. Now, we had Lunda Wells, Stanford, but they didn't make an announcement for what Lunda Wells is going to coach. So you get Adams in. Lunda Wells done a nice job with the tight ends and stuff, but they didn't make an announcement. They re-sign him, but they say, okay, let's keep it open. Maybe if you get Adams, he's automatically the tight ends coach. If they don't get Adams, then maybe he's into the offensive line area. But I like the fact that Schottenheimer's getting to hire his own guys, or the guys that he wants to hire. And you're not having – I mean, there were a couple of holdover guys I'd like to have seen. I think Jeff Seguina and, they did a nice job with that defensive line. If you look at what Mazi and Golston and all, I would like to have seen maybe those guys come back. But no, man, White Cotton from the Jets, kind of this is going to be a shape of – who Brian Schottenheimer wants, and not necessarily who the front office, who we've kind of seen in the past.
I mean, Schottenheimer is an easy hire to, downgrade or diminish, right, and be frustrated with as a fan base. But kind of what we wanted from this organization is a different approach to searching for coaches, and we didn't have a lot of confidence that they would be able to go find the right guys, especially when it comes to offensively. I feel like Jerry Jones has wanted new on offense for 6 or 7 years. At least six, because that's what he talked about when Kellen Moore, was made the OC, and he didn't get it. So maybe now, instead of trying to find it himself, he's like, you know what, it looks like Schottenheimer has the answers. Let's let him go do this. Cowboys fans, I think this is what we want. Maybe you didn't like the process or the name of the head coach hire, but we're heading in the right direction when it comes to coaching fundamentals.
Yeah, I think you get a guy in Mike McCarthy who comes in and says, this is what I do, and these are my guys that I want to do it with. And it's not in any way trying to get with the times. It's referencing for 30 years, this is what I've been doing. Schottenheimer's clearly coming in with a vision for expanding what it is that he's done in his past. But he needs help executing that, because he's never really been a part of something. He's got a great vision for it, but you have to surround him with guys that have actually done it before. Kellen Moore can talk all the things that he wants to do, but it's Linehan and Garrett. Those are the guys that he's been around. This is what he knows. Now he goes to Philadelphia, he gets around Jeff Stoutland, he sees a different way of perhaps doing things. But I think that's what Schottenheimer needs, is a guy. I mean, this Cardinals offense, Drew Petzing, the offensive coordinator, he's a guy that people have been talking so great about. But his rushing attack, a part of the architecture, is built by this guy and Clayton Adams.
Yeah, I think to me it's so really refreshing. I mean, I think the Joneses, they gave Mike McCarthy a little latitude of hiring his staff in his first year, until Mike McCarthy proved his staff wasn't any good. And then it's like, listen, Dan Quinn's over here. Let's think about this. And, no more, Jim Tom Sula, Mike Nolan, Rob
Joe
Davis.
Philbin.
Yeah. I mean, he just moved on from, until you're proven that. And like you said, Dawson, I think they're on the right path when it comes to getting coaches, especially the ones with outside ideas stuff. That's the thing. Too many groupthink going on here in the past several years, more about now trying to open things up. I think Brian Schottenheimer saw the mistakes that Mike McCarthy made with the staff and said, no, we're not going to go that way. We're going to go this way.
Well, without you telling me that the guy fell directly off the Sean McVay or Shanahan coaching tree, I couldn't be more excited. Just everything that we've been asking for. Maybe it's taken the Cowboys longer than we would have hoped for, but, I'm very interested to see how, this offense has come together as we get through the OTAs and into Oxnard. There is a report. Now, it is a second interview for Clayton today. There is also news. They interviewed Detroit Lions running backs coach Scotty Montgomery for their OC opening, longtime coordinator, assistant, and he was a head coach at East Carolina for a couple of seasons as well. Ben Johnson was recently talking about him and expressed confidence that he's ready to call plays and he's ready to take on that next step as an offensive coordinator.
But they passed over him at Detroit.
Yeah.
And then they brought John Morton in, who is a Sean Payton disciple, which I guarantee Sean Payton picked up the phone, reminded Dan Campbell of some things. Mark Brunell got passed over for that job as well. So I'll tell you what, man, it's kind of one of those things that where, Scotty probably says, whoa, wait a minute, probably have a job here, but what's about to happen to me? So, good for the Cowboys to kind of make that
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
We're hanging out here live at the Omni in Frisco on 105.3 The Fan. This is a big Boss Tennis event.
Big time.
Coming through as
Boss
well.
Boss has got some of the best wear you'll ever wear.
Biggest
they're
Boss. They're just dropping off hooded sweatshirts.
That didn't make sense as a radio guy.
Outstanding.
Boss is unbelievable.
Well, hospitality
high-end
through the
roof. Very yes. high-end wear.
Yes, yes, ma'am. We love those. Thank you so much. As we are live here at the Omni with our friends from Stella Artois here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, taking a look at all the big news items from the day. And it is a Mavs game night. 6 o'clock there in Detroit. The Pistons 23-24. They lost three in a row. Okay, that's Orlando, Cleveland, and the Pacers got him Wednesday night. The big job here is slowing down Arlington's Cade Cunningham. This dude has improved every year that he's been in the league out of Oklahoma State, and his production has soared to 25 points, 9 assists, and 6.5 rebounds per game. He's like a better version of D-Wade, dare I say. At this point in his career, Cade Cunningham. After this, the Mavs will get Cleveland, Philly, Boston, Houston, Sacramento, Golden State, Miami. They're going into the All-Star break. So it's going to be a fun Mavs game night, but it starts early tonight there at 6 o'clock. Luka and Kyrie, neither one NBA All-Stars. They're amongst the list of snubs. I think with Luka, I totally get it because he's injured.
And played.
You know, if you've missed over half the games, I think maybe you have a case as a legend to be thrown in, but in the prime of your career, I think it's probably in his best interest to not be there. With Kyrie Irving, you know, I think he's better than about half the players in the game. So, I guess they're saying that maybe the reserve process favored players from winning teams on both sides of it. Same thing happened to Trae Young. Same thing happened to LaMelo Ball. Yeah. It's just a lot of really good players right now.
There is. But the Kyrie one is just so out of this world, outlandish. He meets all the qualifications with the production, with the name value. This is an individual type of award, so to speak. It's not a team award. It has nothing to do with, like, the MVP, sure.
Yeah.
But not for an all-star nod. And to have Jalen Williams from OKC, who he's less efficient, scores less. I mean, Kyrie's been the better player at really every level offensively, and Williams is getting in.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, I think some really interesting head scratchers in here. Evan Mobley. I mean, Tyler Hero's at least a scorer. James Harden. I think if you are Kyrie Irving, hopefully it puts a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, Brian.
Yeah. That's what we were trying to spin last night.
Yeah.
Put a little positive on this. He's going to be even more fueled to continue the most efficient season of his career.
I think the NBA still has a problem with him.
Yeah.
Even though he's been, it's a couple years removed from what, the issues and stuff. I think there's some people in the league office. That's just the Brian Broad is throwing it out theory.
I like that theory.
It's not asking anybody, deputy secretary in the league office or anything like that. I wonder how, is this good for our image? Is this good for, all this and that and the other? I would say that maybe there's maybe a little axe to grind with some people.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's it. The game definitely would be better with his skill set.
No question, it would be.
His high-speed dribble, all the showman stuff that he can do, the shooting, the throwing alley-oops. I mean, I feel like there's 180 points on alley-oops alone, and Kyrie, you need somebody to set you up brilliantly for those.
Let's be honest, though. The fact that he's not playing selfishly, I'm okay
with the back.
Let him rest. I don't care about him going up and down the floor for, whatever, 10, 12 minutes or whatever in an all-star game. Let me just rest this thing out and catch my breath and hopefully rally in the second half.
Troy Aikman was on fire. There's something that's keeping Dallas from doing more. That's what they got to figure out. They've got to do a much deeper dive on his weekly radio show. He said, I've got my opinions on what that might look like, but they got to do a deeper dive. He said, and like any great organization, it starts at the top. That's not a novel concept. It is what it is. Legends continuing to put pressure on the Jones boys, who are right next door here. We're broadcasting live at Omni Hotel in Frisco. I had to check if I was butt-cracked on this story here.
Oh, yeah?
Dean Blandino's brother believes the league is rigged, believes Dino signed an NDA when he left the league a few years back. Said this is why Dean won't blow the whistle. Mike Florio weighing in, citing with Dean, adding the league isn't nearly competent enough to launch, maintain, and conceal a conspiracy. He's always taking shots at the Shield.
It's a great point, though.
It's what Florio does. But yeah, Bills GM Brandon Bean addressing the Josh Allen decision, his thoughts on the Xavier Worthy so-called catch, which we haven't even talked about. I mean, he did not have possession.
Not at all.
Yeah, no, that one to me was the most egregious. Obviously, it was earlier in the game or whatever, and the fourth down one, the QB sneak one, everyone was just latching onto it was later in the game. But that was the biggest mistake of all.
Yeah, so I think the tone of Bean combined with the attention this story has gotten, I don't know if it's going to draw anybody closer to believing that the Chiefs are getting any sort of assistance through cheating. But I think what it will do is it's going to push the issue on technology creating the spot. You know, I think this is hopefully the last year. What do you think, Brian? What's your gut telling you? Isn't this at the point where the competition committee addresses this in the offseason?
Well, yeah, that's the thing about it is, you know, and the competition committee is set to meet at the combine. They meet before the combine actually starts. So I'm sure Stephen Jones and Rich McKay and all that are involved are probably getting inundated right now with, what are we doing here? You know, we still going to play, you know, 1925 football here with this, with measurements and stuff. When now me, I kind of like the beauty of the chain gang, but if you could tell me now where every player is on the field and the routes they run,
bingo,
we ought to know where the ball is.
We can do it with next gen
stats. We ought to know where that ball, we ought to know exactly where that ball stopped.
I think we've had this technology for at least 15 years, maybe longer.
Yeah.
You know,
it might, you know, Dawson, it might be an expense though, too. It really might be something like, are we going to have to fit? How many? Are we a $400 million business here with the NFL?
Oh, you know? No, you're talking about like a $20 billion.
Yeah.
Well, I said billion. I meant billion. Billion. Like that. I mean, it's poor. I mean, every team.
Yeah, $20 billion.
Billion. A year. Billions is what I'm sorry. I meant to say, but yeah, I mean, we can't figure all that out. So yeah, I think that Stephen Jones and, you know, hey, being an owner on that committee, him, John Mara, guys like that, they're the ones who are going to have to push this thing through that, you know, we got to be better. It's only when you get worked over on something.
You become really fired up about
it. What was it that Stephen Jones, gosh, there was something happening. Oh, fumble out of the end zone.
Yeah.
Fumble out of the end zone. Stephen Jones like, well, I really don't want the game to change. Kind of like you don't want it to change until it happens to you.
Yep.
You won a game, basically, because you went to a game, played the Raiders, and Carr goes out to the outside and gets knocked out, and the ball goes out of the end zone.
Jeff Heath.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden you're like, well, what a great rule.
Yep.
But then when it doesn't happen for you or it happens against you, you're completely up in arms.
It's crazy how we can just be cruising along with these rules that are laying dormant, and all of a sudden they become one of the biggest stories ever, and you know, it demands immediate attention. I mean, that's why we got the overtime update, right? Because Mahomes beat the Bills.
I didn't know the one about if you keep jumping off sides on the goal, the referees can give you a touchdown.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
And that rule's been around since like 1948.
This hotel has not been around that long, but it is epic.
Yeah.
You know, I think if my parents were coming to Frisco or in DFW, I'd say, you know what, just stay up there by the Star.
Yeah.
It's really nice. We're at the Omni. So come say hi. Have some Stella Artois with us. They got a big fancy tennis event happening here. We're right next to an amazing coffee bar. They got a menu open. G-Bag of the Day at 2:30. Okay, we know this guy has the worst wardrobe among NFL analysts. What about his recent Cowboys hot take? That's coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Omni Hotel here in Frisco with our friends at Stella Artois. Come on by and crack them. You know, we're rubbing elbows with a famous tennis coach right here. Big tennis event coming up this weekend over at the Star. So this is a place to be. And, you know, they have a menu, and the Stella Artois guy, he's handing out coldies over here. Yeah, we got Craig Carden right here, a famous player's coach right here.
Coach Craig.
Yep. This is the place to be. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If your loved one's injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Okay, the Yankee Doodle Dandy of NFL analysts is back at it with some Cowboys thoughts here. Of course, we're talking Cam Newton on First Take, doing his Cowboys reaction to everything that we've seen over the last week or so. He's trying to make sense of it. I think he might be trying to think outside the box, which I appreciate. Maybe hanging out with the Mad Dog. Maybe gummies and golf could explain this take right here. But he says his best explanation for the Cowboys hiring Schottenheimer, Cowboys are tanking for Arch, and Schottenheimer is part of essentially the process to make sure you are so bad that you end up with a pick good enough to draft Arch Manning. That's how down Cam Newton is. I don't think they're tanking, but if they don't sign any of their own free agents, guys, let's create a world where they don't bring Osa back, they don't bring back Jordan Lewis, and, you know, Tank's gone as well, Zach Martin is gone. Could they be bad enough next year to have like a top five pick and either be in position to draft Arch if he comes out or trade up higher to get him without breaking the bank? What do you think, Brian? What's the floor?
I kind of feel like, though, that they could be bad enough regardless. You know, there's, and I think I've been pretty consistent about this. If they allow this second wave of depth that they've built, when you mentioned it, Oso Digizua, you talk about with Golston, Lewis. I mean, there's some guys that stepped up and played pretty significant snaps and played pretty well. And so I kind of feel like that if I'm a pro director from another team, I'm looking at the Cowboys thinking, okay, this guy did a pretty solid job, probably not going to cost me a whole hell of a lot. Want to bring him in, you know, maybe Dallas's cap situation, you know, I'm asking my own pro guy, I'm my own cap guy, hey, how bad's Dallas's situation? Well, they're kind of up against it. Okay, well, maybe I feel like I could poach some guys from them. So I just feel like that this is going to be a huge challenge for Will McClay. I mean, they're going to have to draft well. They're going to have to play well in college free agency after the draft. And they're going to have to maybe go out and get some, I don't want to say bottom fish. They're going to have to go out. I think it, when I look at this draft, and me and Wolchuk have talked about it a bunch, linebackers. There's not a lot of linebackers, and Dallas isn't exactly flush with linebackers right now. So they're going to have to go out and spend some money. But I think naturally with all the questions about the quarterback coming back off injury, some of your cornerbacks having to come back.
But he's going
to
be better than Cooper Rush, who they went 5-3 with in the last eight games.
Absolutely. But the schedules, I mean, NFC North, AFC West, your own schedule you're dealing with. You're dealing with the Commanders. You're dealing with the Eagles. You know,
another new defense.
Yeah, there's going to be some moments where it's probably not going to look pretty. So naturally, I'm not going to go into Oxnard with pom-poms in the air and, you know, running out on the field. They're going to lose a lot of depth, and I think that's going to be a big, big issue.
Cam says one and done for Schottenheimer. Give me your odds on that,
Mr. Oh, gosh. That would be – there's some big-time plus. That's like plus 5,000. I'd be,
yeah.
Even in a disaster situation, I don't think Jerry would ever fire a guy with 3 years left on his contract.
No,
and get all
no,
that
no
money for
I don't
nothing,
think
right?
so. I don't think so either. I mean, if you want to talk about the model of patience for a coach, it seems to be the last several years it's been Jerry Jones. And Dave Campo was 5-11 three straight years, and that was it. But I think we're in a different era. I think he's going to allow Schottenheimer to coach, you know, at least 3 years here.
Well, you know, Cam saying in the end you end up with Arch and Nick Saban. I like that idea. You know, I just don't know how you get home.
Maybe this would make more sense if they're unintentionally awful this upcoming season, and then this
that's
time,
a possibility.
And then this time next year, you can start talking about that, because I think Arch is probably going to go back to school after this year. I know he's going to be eligible, but
yeah,
all signs point to him being very, very patient. He's making a ton of money. There's no need for him to rush. Texas is probably going to be championship contending, so he's got every reason to stay at UT. So I think this time next year, if we're off a nightmare year one under Schottenheimer, now you have an extra year to eat into the Dak contract. You know, if they never signed Dak, then maybe you could talk about this a little bit more realistically. But I don't think Arch is coming out next year, and they're in no position right now with the money they just gave Dak to do that and the contract they just gave him.
Yeah, Arch is getting that big Red Bull money, too.
He is.
Yeah, I just saw that today.
Absolutely.
So I don't know what that's worth. Is that $10 million a year? You know, Red Bull throws around major bank worldwide.
His total NIL valuation is now roughly $7 million is what they're calling it. So I'm sure that has to do with a multitude of different businesses that he's dealing with, and then Red Bull probably coming over the top pretty strong.
So I don't know. I think Schottenheimer one and done, though. You would have to have some sort of an emotional breakdown, some sort of infighting that felt and like an embarrassment to the organization. Like, and it's rare that those kind of things happen, especially with the guy that has no sort of fiery or unpredictable background. Like, he sort of made his way through, you know, being likable. I don't know if that's office politics or locker room politics or whatever it is, but a lot of people like him. So I mean, that'd be a worst case scenario type of deal, but it is fun to consider who the next quarterback could be and, you know, what the next couple of years could look like. Either they bring some free agents back, they nail the draft, they get back into the playoffs, or it's so bad that, you know, big sweeping changes are in order. We're live at the Omni in Frisco. Join us. Crack some Stellas. It's Friday. You know, just get on out. Come on over here and hang out. We'll fellowship at the breaks, and, you know, we'll have sports here for the next 4.5 hours. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-bag today.
Check one, check two. Check one, check two. How do I sound for you?
Brilliant.
Okay, bro. Bro, I just put a whole lot of sauce on it right there. Brilliant, buddy.
Brilliant.
You're killing it. Brilliant.
I haven't got into the Stellas yet.
What an intro right there. Check one, check two.
You want one, Brian?
I might have one here in a minute.
Nice.
Yeah, go ahead and do that, man. That's a Friday. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You don't have anything to do.
This is a perfect spot for Mardi Gras, Brian. You know, hotel lobby is one of the nicest places to get
just
buzzed.
Just fall all over the furniture and stuff. That'd be fun. Yeah, we could do that.
Get your room.
Yep.
All right, so where we last left off, cops were called to this spot because the neighbors said the other neighbors were being a little too loud. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many days this is for this clip. What, you think it's two maybe? Two days, three days?
Yeah, I think they're looking for three right now.
Okay, because I totally forgot.
That's weed. That's weed.
But cop had nothing to do with it, and he didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Hey, North Charleston Police.
Can I help you?
We got a call about yelling and screaming coming from the apartment.
I'm sorry.
We got a call about yelling and screaming coming from the apartment. Are y'all okay?
Yeah.
Gonna come to the door and talk to us at all?
No. You should really tell my neighbors that they're lucky that I don't call the cops on them every time they yell and scream like animals.
Okay, we're done with this. Shut up and have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Tell him I want my meth pipe back, too.
Shut up and have a good night. The girl reminds me of Bad Bobby.
Yes.
Yeah. Sound like Bad Bobby a little bit there. Okay, what do we got? 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 Jared Sandler last night was talking a little crazy. He was talking spicy.
Nice.
I walked out of the building with him, and I was asking him, man, hey, is everything okay, bro? You talk a little wild today. I'm just making sure everything's all right.
He was beefing with Rangers fans already on the hot stove?
No. He was just going for the joke.
Oh.
And it had to be just, you know, it was a nosebleed style joke.
Oh, I see.
But way over the top.
It was over the top.
It was heavy-handed. It was heavy-handed. I know where this is going now.
It's out of character. It just wasn't you. Let's see. Yeah, I'll go to the first one. This was during Crosstalk. Jerry Sandler, his celebrity crush is Blake Lively.
Yes.
Listen to this, bro.
Well documented, your celebrity crush is Blake Lively. Have you been paying attention?
Yeah,
I
think her farts smell awesome, and I would stand behind her if she wanted to fart in my head.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is not very wholesome. That's not what I think of when I think of Major League Baseball.
Holy smokes.
It really, really came out of left field there.
Guess we know what his category is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe he's one of the guys that are keeping these fart girls in visit, the fart jar girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
Who says that? Hold on, man.
Well documented, your celebrity crush is Blake Lively. Have you been paying attention to
the mess? I think her farts smell awesome, and I would stand behind her if she wanted to fart in my face.
Okay. All right, let's go.
Poor sweet Mrs. Sandler does not deserve that.
He's saying it like he know, like he's smelt it before.
Like he's thought about this.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He got in the lab and made one of those Erykah Badu candles, but it was Blake Lively's backside.
Yep.
That's butter. Buddy said, I eat a log of it.
Oh.
And this is him later, just maybe 15 minutes later, during the Rangers hot stove. He was talking to Dave Raymond.
Uh-oh.
So I just think it's a really, really exciting time.
Yeah, you know, after yesterday's announcement, Chris Young walked over to you and put his hand on your shoulder and said, Dave, your ability to carry these broadcasts is going to determine whether or not we've got the money to sign the next Corey Seager. So no pressure on you or anything, but the hopes and dreams of Rangers fans in your throat, really.
Wow.
What is Holy going cow. On?
Holy
this
cow.
Is unbecoming of you, sir.
Is it too late to reconsider him? Do we have time?
I think this is like when the ladies talk about you got to exercise the demons before you go on a first date. He was pent up.
Yeah, he's a little
he's worked up. Might have been a couple of days for him.
Unbelievable, bro. Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure on one man's throat.
Yeah, don't come up here like that again, Jared.
Wow.
Yeah. Get them demons out, bro. My God. What else we got? Speaking of demons out, I played this last night. Prison Bay, Branson.
Yes.
He is looking for some love.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the lady Tolos. He knows exactly what he's looking for.
What's up, guys? So, look, I like my girl thick like a milkshake with pretty ass feet.
Yeah.
Attitudes, all that. I'm not looking for no Cinderella. I'm looking for the Wicked Witch of the West. So if you got a attitude, pretty feet, and you're thick like a milkshake, you already got the info. Let me know what's up.
All right.
Got seven more months and I'll be out. They're all on the same plan. Have you noticed that? They're all on the same get out plan. 7 months. Got 7 months.
They all got sentenced on the same day.
Exactly.
Yeah, that brother right there, he knows what he wants. You have to visualize. You have to visualize it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate visualizing a bad attitude, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Perfect.
Yeah, 100%. some people like it, bro. Trailblazers small forward. What's his name? Trailblazers small forward.
He blocked. Shaedon Sharpe.
Yeah, is that it?
One of them.
Okay. Whoever I'm thinking about, he blocked two dunks last night. Two dunk attempts against the Magic.
Might be more Kamara.
There you go. Yeah, Tacoma. Yeah. Block two dunks in a row, which is amazing. Okay. But Charles Barkley has something to say about that dinner and little highlights on TNT.
I love that right there.
Beat me at the summit.
I love that. He took it like a man and he got it took like a man.
Scoot.
Jeez.
For three. He had 23.
Yo, Ernie Johnson, dog.
Ernie.
Ernie Johnson.
He knows. He knows.
Ernie Johnson. Oh, Ernie was like, let him cook, man. I'm going to just keep on moving.
Yeah. Yep, let him go.
Going to need to bring your rim protector in that situation.
Jeez.
Knowing your teammates.
Is it the neighborly beefs? Is it Sandler's moments on a Thursday night? Prison Bay Brandon looking for some love. If he got a bad attitude and nice feet. Okay, or inside the NBA moment there on the Trailblazers situation. I'm going to go with Jared Sandler.
Me too.
Lucius?
Yeah, I guess I'll go with Sandler. And I promise you on the fan text, it's pronounced Bad Bobby. That's how she says it. White J's, white horse.
Bye, hey.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
let's go with Chuck. How about that?
By a score of 3-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Jared Sandler. Before too long, he'll be joining us most every single G-Bag Nation there in the 6:15 segment, getting you set for Rangers baseball right here on your home of the 2023 World Series champions. Okay, we are live at the Omni in Frisco, thanks to Stella Artois. Come grab a cold beer.
you know, take a load off, as Bassick would say. It's around quitting time for sure. You know, cut out early. Your boss probably won't even notice. Come crack some cold beers and hang out with the G-Bag Nation while fellowship. Now, Chief, where are we going next?
Biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here in the Nation.
Well, thank you, Lucius, and thanks to Stella Artois for having us out here. We're live at the Omni in Frisco, supporting Francis Tiafoe when the Dallas Open Big Texas Tennis Tournament is in town this weekend. And we're fired up about that, fired up about the Cowboys next door talking with Clayton for a second time. I'd have a new OC by the end of the show. NFL News Today is coming up at 3 o'clock. Time now for the biggest L and biggest dub. Here's the Chief.
If Adams gets hired, then we'll have to re-crown biggest dub of the week if that
Absolutely.
News breaks at some point over the course of this program. But we are in the midst of a great dub here at the Omni. Free Stella Tees and free beers on what you drink and what you think in Friday. I mean,
celebrities?
Yeah, tennis celebrities. Absolutely. Maybe that's part of the reason why Nico was here. He's maybe he's a bit of a tennis guy himself.
Probably
Nico
so, Harrison yeah.
So, yeah. I see Dirk, you know. Some dude just walked by in a tracksuit and a man bun. That's got to be a player, right? He's super lean in his 20s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a lock.
That's a guy with supreme agility.
Quickness.
Yeah.
No question.
Hand-eye coordination.
All right, let's go ahead and 877-881-1053, biggest L, biggest dub. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. 972, biggest L, Lucius not making himself a G-Bag of the Day nominee after the confession about what his brother used to do to his own face last night. It's pretty, it was a vulnerable moment. We appreciate Lucius doing that.
I can't believe I missed it.
And, yeah, you missed something quite large. And, you know, perhaps it'll resurface at some other point, 972. You never know.
You never know
when that can drop down.
Never know.
Maybe a little empty the clip LA Live situation. We'll
remember
see.
Rikishi's finishing move, Dawson?
I'm going to have to Google that.
Stink face.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's,
my
it's
goodness.
It's the type of thing that if Blake Lively did it to Jared Sandler, he'd be very excited.
Yeah.
Man, when I was like
he
8 years old.
He had a mustache on his lip.
I saw the neighbor kids who were like teenagers fighting, and the big one got on top of the skinny one and kept sitting on his face right there. I remember the look on his face. It was pure panic and terror, you know?
Oh, yeah, that is really one of the last places you would ever want to find yourself.
Oh.
Yeah. Underneath the backside of your own brother.
Yeah.
Now, apparently there was a pillow used as a buffer between the cheeks and the face, which is certainly the good news. That's one of those moments where you kind of do want to suffocate and just end it all right there. That pillow's actually working in your favor in a multitude of different ways.
Well, that wasn't my biggest L of the week. My biggest L will probably happen tomorrow, where the team that we have suffered double-digit losses to the most over the years is back on the schedule.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so you're not going to be playing with any sort of confidence here?
It was 5-1 last time. That was a dub.
What's your speech in a game like that? Is it just, leave it
perfect
all on the field?
Perfect opportunity to work on defense, you know, is the short version
okay.
of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully we learn tomorrow.
Well, we're going to be pulling for you in a big way. You
Thanks, dude.
Hell.
Yep.
Thank you. I'm going to try not to lose it.
469, just check it in. 1-1. Yeah. You're going to get, you call him a bozo, you might get kicked out like the Timberwolves coach.
Yeah.
469, where y'all at today? Just checked in. Omni in Frisco. Stella Artois, free beer, free teas. This is the place to be on a Friday. Our buddy Woody checking in, 214, still sober from the benzos, I presume. He doesn't announce it, though, but he's been on quite the heater. But he's taking an L because...
How many spelling errors are we looking at?
No, still clean. Yeah, he's batting 1,000. No errors.
Nice,
here.
Bro.
Because I don't count periods on the text. I don't think you have to do that.
No.
But he's taking an L because no football this Sunday, and that is definitely the bittersweet
Ouch.
Portion of the point that we're in. Everything's super fun, but you know lurking around the corner is a football-free environment, and that's not an environment I want to find myself
that's
in.
Why I DVR'd the Shrine game last night. I'm going to plop down on Sunday.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Let it roll.
Give it a watch.
That's definitely better than watching the Pro Bowl, you know?
Yeah. Yes. 100%.
405, biggest L, me and the kiddo got our butts kicked by the flu all week long. Yeah, that's been tearing up households and communities left and right. over the course of the last month or so. So pulling for you, 405.
Man, I was in a tough spot because she had it so bad. She was bedridden for 4 days, and she would get so cold from, you know, the chills and everything.
Oh,
she would ask me to get close to her to use the body weight, and I'm like, I'm trying to, like, dodge the respiratory droplets while comforting her. I think I did it, me and the immune system.
Wow, dude. Yep. That's extremely
impressive. That's a huge
impressive.
Dub if I did.
It is,
wow.
Dude. Yeah. Because you're kind of like having to hold your breath.
I mean,
and
she was hallucinating on day three.
I would have gone and bought a sleeping bag from like Dick's or one of those sporting goods stores and just said, here, listen, just get in that. If you get cold, you know.
Zip it up.
Zip it up. Bag. Yeah. I just can't be sick. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I
comfort and all that, great. But like, listen, I'm trying to help you here. You know? But just get in the sleeping bag. It's like 10 below. You know, you'll warm up. You'll be fine. You know?
Well, speaking of Dixon Sports, big L to all of us. We lost.
I knew you were going to do something with that.
Well, we lost.
I was thinking of another sporting goods store. And I couldn't think of another name, like Oshman's or something like
Sports
that.
Sports Authority Academy. I
couldn't, yeah. And it Dix immediately came into my mind. Pause.
Said it. You said it with your mouth. That was your mouth that said that.
You tried to slow down, too. I felt you, dog.
I mean, in fairness, it is a kind of a constant thing you've told us before, Brian.
Oh, no.
This is unfortunately not breaking news for many of us. No, but seriously, and this is no way to try and honor the legendary Dick Button, who lost his life at 95 years old.
The double sow cow was one of his famous calls.
Yes, he made quite the imprint on the Olympic community as a figure skating great and commentator.
A commentator, yeah.
So
90-something years old, right? What are you, 94?
95.
95?
Yeah.
Good run for Dick Buttons.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Dick
Button. Penetrated multiple centuries.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there is. It's not plural.
It's Dick Button.
Yes, just one button on Dick there. Okay, now we go ahead and we award
a
big dub to Angel Reese, who on her own podcast announced on her mom's birthday with her mom live right
paid
there
her house, huh?
That she basically retired her mom. She paid off the mortgage or said, like, hey, I got you on the mortgage here moving forward. Mom, you don't have to work anymore. If that's not the ultimate win for a child.
Your mom and dad look at you and just kind of just shake their heads.
No, yes. They look at me and they know, like, it's a better chance that I'm asking them for money throughout the
rest of their
lives.
Hey, I thought of you the other day real quick. I thought about this. They had a porch pirate and somebody boxed up their old busted up TV and put it in a nice box, and the porch pirate stole the busted up TV.
That is,
there you go.
That is the way do it.
They show the guy running up on the porch. He grabs the box. He's kind of looking around, and then he takes off. I was thinking of Chief taking that old busted up 48 and putting it in a nice box, and then letting somebody steal it.
Thank you. That's how you combat those mofos. Now, I will say, you got to be careful, because I feel like the retaliation factor on a porch pirate is very high.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They might come back for a little bit of blood after something like that. But I do love the bit. And you saw it on camera, so you can watch
camera,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
They're just peering through their own windows, looking out, waiting for some schmo.
The dude grabs it. It's like looking around and just hauls out of there to the car with his busted up TV.
I might pull that off. We lost a couple of Christmas presents this year for the first time to a pirate.
Did you really?
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Just broad daylight kind of stuff?
You know, I think they waited until the sun went down and then came back and snaked it so the ring camera wouldn't see them. They could come through the flower bed and just sort of reach over there and snag it.
Okay.
Because I see it being dropped off by the UPS guy, never made it into the house, can't see it ever again on the camera. I'm like, man, this is maybe a porch.
Did we not?
This is like what the wet bandits
cat burglar.
This is what the wet bandits would do.
Really?
You know, they would scope you out with the sun up, and then they'd come back at night and hammer you. But then they ran into Kevin McAllister, and that was all she wrote.
That's right. See, I should.
You
know
need
these
to be
things.
That Kevin McAllister.
You
need to be that guy.
Was there any thought about just getting the packages off the porch when you saw them?
Well, we were
of course not.
We were at a soccer tournament. Across town.
Oh, okay. I thought you saw him in the house, and you were just
sat there,
and you were ready to DoorDash somebody to bring him into the house.
Yeah.
I was thinking like Dawson, like
not close enough.
Dawson's like, oh wow, I see those packages on the porch. I wonder if I should go get them. Nah,
can I DoorDash?
3 days later, he's like thinking about it still.
I'll tell you what the problem is though. It's these companies that send things in obviously badass boxes.
Yeah.
You know, like just put them in a generic box, please.
That's what the TV. They made that thing look like it was a great looking TV in that box. Yeah,
I mean, the box looks worth hundreds of dollars by itself. NFL News of the Day is coming up next. Chief, where are you taking it?
By the way, biggest L of the week, though, of course, Justin Tucker.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Justin Tucker.
Just self-explanatory there.
Shame.
The Travis Hunter stuff.
Pulled another one.
Is starting to loom large for others in the NFL. And we got some other great stuff for you. Just trust me on it. That's next.